You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of ICAC 2007, the 47th Annual InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. The conference took place in Chicago, Illinois, from September 17th through September 20th, 2007.
This is Bonnie Goldman, Editorial Director of The Body Pro. I'm here in Chicago at ICAC 2007 with Dr. Cal Cohn, Research Director of the Community Research Initiative of New England and Clinical Instructor at Harvard Medical School in Boston. ICAC 2007 featured a lot of presentations on antiretrovirals in development. In our CME, Dr. Cohn covered drugs in later development. And here, Dr. Cohn is going to give us an overview of research presented on HIV drugs in preclinical development.
The good news is that at ICAC, we also saw that we've got several drugs in all of these classes that we've just been discussing coming through the pipeline. In this conference, for example, Gilead presented some in vitro data about a nucleoside inhibitor that they are working on, a nucleoside called 9148 that they are working on in some in vitro studies. It has some interesting properties, including maintaining activity despite a lot of the common resistance mutations that we see in the field right now. We've got not just etravirine, but in fact there were a couple of non-nucleosides that were presented at this meeting. We've got a drug from the Pfizer group called UK453 that at the Sydney conference, and once again here, had some data to support that it has the potential for great activity. It also looked like a once-a-day drug based on the Sydney data. And another company called has a drug that they're bringing forward called RDEA806, which looked like a pretty good drug and certainly maintains activity, at least in vitro, despite non-nucleoside resistance. We even have some new integrase inhibitors, one that GSK is bringing forward, and some other preclinical integrase inhibitors that were identified. And then finally, some other R5 inhibitors. A company called Progenix that's bringing along an infusion R5 inhibitor called Pro-140, and we saw some data at this conference to support that a single dose of this drug had a pretty potent activity, nearly about a 2-log viral load drop, and would require infusion certainly infrequently, perhaps maybe every once or 2 weeks, we shall see. And then finally, there's another small molecule oral R5 inhibitor that was presented at Sydney called being studied by a group called Insight. And that molecule, called 9471, has as its interesting advantage a very long half-life, indeed about a 60-hour half-life, and it also can be ritonavir-boosted. And so that compound also looks very interesting with a good nadir of about a 1.8-log nadir. And then finally, we've got vicrivorac being studied by Schering, and they updated us on their experience with vicrivorac or vicrivorac. The important news in this conference was that the data are now out to over 2 years, indeed some patients on vicrivorac for 3 years, and with all the questions in a new class, this study helps to address it, although there are only 39 patients being studied this period of time. Nevertheless, the news continues to be good. 60% of this cohort of 39 people have viral loads less than 50. The few people that have had virologic rebound have rebounded with a dual tropic virus, but certainly nothing unexpected there. And then of the 12 discontinuations, half were by choice, and only 2 were attributed to adverse events. And so far, vicrivorac, also the group at Schering, reassured us that so far, in the past roughly year and a half of follow-up, there's been very little in terms of concerns for oncologic issues, seizures, cardiovascular events, indeed very low rates of illnesses overall in this cohort of 39 people.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on ICAC 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/ICAAC2007.